Welcome, everybody. Shia number 959. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'refua Shalema Mordechai Ben Evelyn. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Memareach, Memachek. Okay, so basically we explain Memareach is Memachek, is the malacha, Memareach, the tolda. Now, I just want to explain this. There's basically four different categories when we talk about Memareach or Memachek, both together, however you want to look at it. But the bottom line is that there's four different categories. We spoke about with the shoes and the leather and so on. Now, we want to try and get into most of the other areas which pertain to Memachek, Memareach, in reference to like creams, ointments, Vaseline, liquid soaps, how, what, when, and where, how does that work? Okay, so first and foremost, we have to set up the categories. The first category and the worst category, we'll talk about what's a deraisa, what, and as we go down the road. First, let's see what exactly we have. And once we have an understanding of the breakdown, it'll be a little bit easier. First, and the worst type of, the hardest type of memareach, Memachek actually is like somebody, you have a candle, somebody scrapes a candle, regular hard wax. We're going to see what falls into that category. And a hard item when it's scraped off, an item scraped off. And the most, like we said, the most popular category, the most popular example is a wax, is a candle. Somebody takes regular hard wax and starts scraping it down, smoothening it out. That's a real iser of Memareach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch talks about sticking wax into a hole in a barrel and so on. By squeezing it in, pushing it in, you're coming on to memachik and scraping and smoothing out the surface. In general, that's not such negeh lemaisa as far as what we deal with on a weekly Shabbos. We have more the other categories, but that's the top category. Then you have, after that, you have items that are, for example, like tar. You have tar, right? Somebody smears tar. You have something like a putty. You have a putty type of a thing. These are items that, beeswax, for example, they bring down beeswax, pressing beeswax against braces and these type of things is running into a problem of memachek. So these are very thick type of items whereby they don't flow at all. It's not like a can. It's not like hard wax like a candle, but it's very thick. And when you have to move it around with one's either with a utensil or with one's fingers in order to smear it. Just to give an example, a couple of examples. One wants to take tar, smearing tar, right? Sometimes on a hole, on a sidewalk, or something like that. Of course, that would be a real memachek. Min HaTorah, putting putty, the Sefer Lametes Malachis gives an example. One may not press or smooth out putty on a window pane or caulking on a wall joint. Caulking also, these type of things. Again, it's a very thick type of a substance. It has to be smeared on. These are all Isurei Dioraisa of Memachek. Now, I just want to go through some examples as far as the highest level, which is what we're talking about. It brings down the Sefer Lametes Malachis brings down a few examples. Interesting. We spoke about spreading tar, and that was one. For example, plaster. Some plaster, smearing plaster, shaping smearing plaster, plugging a hole with, for example, chewing gum. Even though chewing gum is food, one might say, well, chewing gum is food, but once it's used as a smearing substance, running into the malacha of memachek. In general, we've spoken about this in the past, that even though something might be a food, sometimes when food is used as a non-food item, the non-food item falls under a lametes malachis, if that's what it's used for, just the fact that it's a food, but it's only a food when it's used as a food. If the food is not used as a food, so then it becomes like anything else, in general, many, many times. He brings another example, pressing leftover wax, of wax, juice, candies, possibly, into smooth shapes, these type of things also. Now, another interesting thing, which we have to talk about how that works, but a bar of soap, regular hard bar of soap, is running into these problems. You have also applying solid lipstick. One of regular solid lipsticks, besides the fact that it is Soveya, one of the spalachs of Soveya coloring, is also running into the isser of machek, you smoothening out a hard substance. Okay, so that's an important thing. It's a common thing. Also, the regular lipstick sticks. There's another common thing which comes up all the time, and that is deodorant, the stick deodorant. We'll talk about when it's a gel, how that works, but to have one thing which is allowed, which we've spoken about in the past, that is the roll-ons. He brings down, however, we've spoken about this in the past, the roll-ons are permitted on one's body. That's really, it's a liquid. When it's a hard bar like the stick and so on, you're basically smoothening out the surface of the hard deodorant. So any type of deodorant whereby you're rubbing it and you're smoothening it out, that is running into the iser of memachek. Brings down also the Zev Lam Tes Melach is using solid deodorant sticks. Is also falling into the category. The same concept. Basically, you're rubbing out smoothening out the surface. Now, just to give some more examples, another interesting case, and that is melting the bottom. This comes up on Yom Tov, actually. Melting the bottom of a wax candle to stick it into the holder. You start to melt it down, running into a problem of memachek. He brings down on Yom Tov, in Hilchas Yom Tov, that will be running into a problem of memachek. It's an important thing to keep in mind. Obviously, it doesn't apply to Shabbos, because Shabbos we don't light candle. We light, obviously, Shabbos candles before Shabbos. Nobody likes on Shabbos, obviously. But when it comes to Yom Tov, some people light on Yom Tov. So melting the bottom of the wax candle to stick it into the holder is running into a problem of memachek, even though you're applying heat or however it's being done. Another interesting thing he brings down, using chapstick. Chapstick, again, it's a hard item for chap lips, regular chapstick, and you're rubbing it back and forth. It's the same concept, basically, of like lipstick. Rubbing a hard surface, smoothening it out. This also involves one of the surim of medications on Shabbos, but even worse than that, if it's memachek min ha-Torah, possibly, would be a major problem. Another interesting thing, actually a toy, but it's a silly putty. You have silly putty, you have Play-Doh, these type of things also. It's a hard substance, and it has to be rubbed back and forth and smeared and so on. Play-Doh, silly putty, these type of things also. That's how he brings it down, shaping or smoothening soft, pliable substances such as dough, silly putty, Play-Doh. Again, if the dough is a plain dough, it's nothing to do with dough. It's just, it becomes if you want to say a toy, somebody's using it for some other purposes, and you're running into this Isser. Though in general, though we don't use dough on Shabbos, but that's a separate thing. Okay, now one more quick thing, and then we'll call it for today. We'll end off the shear. Pressing and smearing a thick plastic or silicone sealant over a crack or a crevice, also running into the Isser of memachek. Okay, we just giving some, we're going to go into some the next category, Bezras Hashem, the upcoming shear. I just wanted to give some examples of the basically the highest, pretty much the highest level of memachek one should be careful for. Halacha l'maisa. Thank you for listening. Cult of.